Welcome to the Startup Addict Podcast. I'm Nick Swinburne. I've been starting companies for over 20 years now. I've had some big successes, like Zappos.com, and lots of failures. Regardless of the outcome, I'm still convinced there's nothing more addicting than trying to turn ideas into reality.
Welcome to episode 7.5 of the Startup Addict. And today's topic, we're going to be talking about keeping your eyes open for business opportunities.
Wait.
Is that what we're
eyes
doing?
Wide open.
Eyes wide open.
Cumpleaños feliz.
Oh, yes.
Cumpleaños feliz. Te deseamos, Denise. Cumpleaños feliz.
Happy birthday, Dennis.
Thank you.
The big 4-0.
40.
And what true story of what happened today in the office was, hey, when's your actual birthday? Yesterday. We said, when's your actual birthday? And he said, yesterday. And then everyone at once said, oh shit, my bad. We didn't ask you yesterday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So a day late, we had an impromptu Julio
birthday.
I wasn't late. I was waiting for us to record, for me to actually.
You were waiting for the request to sing.
Yes.
After
beautiful
seeing
on the silky voice.
Dennis annihilate the drums. Julio was inspired.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was sick.
Yeah? Cool.
That was great.
That was
Paper
fun.
Paper Sons were fantastic.
Paper Sons were good. Took a couple days to feel back to normal again.
Same here.
But I can finally think somewhat clearly.
My only gripe was that we didn't get to request an encore.
Yeah, we actually didn't have an encore. That was the problem. That's all we practiced.
They were literally out of songs.
Yeah, but like the rest, we decided not to.
It's like, you should have saved one for the encore.
I won't complain if I don't see that shot of tequila with every PBR purchase.
Yeah,
that was, sign ever again. It was a good idea for the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, not for the next 2 hours.
Well, then when the bartender got involved. And then it wasn't just one beer. It was a couple of beers and stuff.
Right, the bartender got involved?
Oh, the bartender was wasted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing it with him?
No, but he was just all over the place.
He was doing it with everyone. He was doing it with everyone.
He was like, sure.
Some of the shots would be like pouring over where you couldn't even carry it without spilling it. Some of them would be like half full where he might have sipped out of it.
What's funny is that all the women, he was filling their wine glasses like they were pint glasses.
Was he really?
Yeah. They're all.
I ordered a water once and I was like, hey, dude, give me a water when I get these. But, you know, do it discreetly.
Yeah.
So it was like this huge, like, I don't know, probably 20-ounce glass of water with ice in it. And I'm like, oh, this is perfect. It's just what I need right now.
Yeah.
This will help me prolong my night. And then I just watched him fill it up at the water station, put it on the bar in front of him, and then just leave it there. And walked all the way down to me with, like, everything else. And I didn't want to tell him, like, dude, what about the water? It was just sitting there, like, 20 minutes
later. You should have seen him later in the night. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It was funny. Well, thank you. Thanks for coming to the show.
Speaking of pretty bad and funny.
Yes. Let's start this episode.
So this week we talked about speed quarters,
mm-hmm.
a business idea. So for this mini episode, I thought it'd be interesting to talk about one thing that occurred was, I mean, that was an idea that was, I don't know, anywhere from 13 to, or probably 15 years in the making, right?
Yeah.
Probably longer than that. Probably started playing speed quarters in high school. Definitely played it through college. And then, that was the early, late 80s, early 90s. And then finally held an event in Vegas in 2005.
Yeah, so 13.
Yeah, and then even from holding that first event until this year, coming up with a plan to see if we can structure something where speed quarters can spread
like wildfire
throughout the nation.
Revolutionized sporting.
Yeah, that was another 13 years. So really, this is like a 30-year idea.
That's almost as long as Dennis has been alive.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, Dennis was 10 when it started. But no, it was what it reminded me of. I don't know why I always say but no. It reminded me was there's always this rush of like starting a business, or you hear about these overnight success stories that take 10 years. They're pretty common. That was an overnight success story. It took 10 years, 20 years, whatever.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, even before that, the original glimmer of a business is just an idea. So I think, especially nowadays with all the tools and apps and stuff, you know, back in the day, you had an idea. You could just oh, I got a great idea. You write it on a piece of paper, which I guess I still do and lose them sometimes.
Yeah.
But now you have all these tools right on your phone where if you're just curious, right? So if you're just curious and you start looking at everything with an open mind or like, you know, how could I do something with that? Or, you know, how could I improve that? Or what's a business that could come out of that? You just keep jotting those ideas down. You never know. Doesn't mean you have to go work on them right away, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. It's not like, oh, shit, I better quit my job. I just had this idea. I got to go 1,000 miles an hour on it before someone else does. Everyone always talks about like first mover advantage, which is true, I'm sure. Well, not I'm sure. It's definitely true in some cases. But in a lot of cases, you know, there's no rush. Like, have a bunch of ideas. Like, create your own process for writing them all down. And then one thing which I read, which I told myself I was going to get better at, but I haven't, is then set aside some time. Maybe it's Sunday mornings, maybe it's Friday afternoon, and just read through all your old ideas to see if anything has changed and all of a sudden something sparks like, oh, that's more relevant now, or oh, I'm ready for that now, or oh, reading about that old idea gave me an idea for a new idea. I think that's important, right?
So what inspired you going from the, like, how did you get back into Speak Waters? From the idea, like if you had that idea of so long ago and then
yeah.
what inspired it for now? Like to get
so the idea on. The idea was like, you know, in college, holding, you know, playing Speak Quarters all the time in high school. And then in college, it was a little bit more, had an apartment in Isla Vista and people would come over and we'd just play Speak Quarters all day. Right. And so then it was, you know, it was just for bragging rights. And then 2005 in Vegas, it was more... what would be a fun event to hold? Like, yeah. what could we all do at a bar, right? And so it kind of morphed into actually pretty fun. We had commentators and TV crew and all that stuff. And that was 2005, but it was just an event. And then recently was working on the another idea, which was the High Stakes League, which would be a soccer league. And the idea was people would enter a tournament and it's winner takes all or winner takes most type thing. And one of the challenges there is for soccer, it's you need fields and the entry fee to make it appealing needs to be pretty significant.
Yeah.
So from there, I was thinking, well, what else could we apply that whole high stakes league model to? And it was Speak Quarters. Julio and I have actually been taking 10 shots a day. Taking 10 shots a day.
That's insane.
10, before we leave the office, 10 shots with the quarter
yeah.
into a cup. And I'm proud to say that over the last 2 days, what do you think are, out of 40, what do you think our combined number of quarters made is?
Between the two?
Yeah, between the two of us. So we took 20 each, 10 a day.
20 each? Okay, so I probably...
So total out of 40, what do you think we made between the two of us?
26.
Close. Oh, a little bit lower.
20, 25.
Lower.
20.
No, between the two of us, we made zero.
What?
Zero out of 40. Oh, it was actually amazing. It's probably hard. It's probably
more. We
just
made
as hard as making 40. I think
we had a trick shot set up. I made a couple. We made a couple of those.
Yeah, we did make some trick shots,
but we didn't do the real like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Simple end of the cup one.
You might be sandbagging too for the other competitors.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
No.
No, I actually want to win this.
Yeah. But no, I think it was. But no, there's that but no again.
I'll
get a shirt that says "but no." The I think there's, you know, you start instead of worrying about coming up with a business idea, just be curious about everything you do or see in your day to day life. Try to jot down notes, any little, like it might not even be an idea. It might just be like, man, there's something about this process or thing that doesn't feel right, or I think I could do better. Right? It might be like, God, this drive-thru is slow. Make a better drive-thru. Just whatever. The more notes, I think, the better. Set up a system for reviewing those on a regular basis so you can get re-inspired by old ideas. And then once you find an idea that seems like it won't go away or has potential, then, you know, just take the time to develop it. It doesn't have to be overnight.
Yeah.
You know? It can be. That's great if it can't, but it doesn't have to be. So there's no set of rules or pressure on yourself like, oh, I haven't done anything on this in the last 3 days, so clearly it's not meant to be, right? I mean, when we walked in, was it Jesse or one of you guys that said, what's the latest on Speak Quarters?
That was me.
That was you.
Yeah.
We said, We haven't done anything for speed quarters.
All we've done is taken shots.
Since we talked about it, other than miss 40 consecutive shots.
Practice is what's happened.
Yeah. And then the third step is when you got to, you know, you take an idea and you're like, okay, this is an idea. Now, what would the business model be? Or what are the different ones? And that's where you could, you know, I think start, like when to start talking to people, that's probably when. Start throwing ideas off people and, you know, but really during the idea phase, I think you can kind of keep it to yourself and come up, try to get a clear vision yourself, because that's where it can get either super helpful talking to other people, or it could just get a little boggy down a little bit because you saw something which inspired you to think of a certain idea. It's hard when you've asked someone else for advice for them to put themselves in the same state of mind you were in when you saw it.
Yeah.
So they're just trying to be helpful and it's natural, but they're going to be like, oh, what about this? What about that? I think it's better if you can get it to where you see a clear idea and then you've decided that idea is worth turning into a business. That's the good step to start asking for advice, because then you'd say, hey, I've got this idea. Here's what it's going to be. What do you think of this business model? Or would you do this? Or, hey, would you pay to do this? Or, you know, how often would you want to do this? Those are the questions. But I think you got to have that idea. If you start talking to people too soon and you say, hey, I want to come up with an idea around X, then naturally they're going to be helpful and they're going to have a different perspective and it's going to be confusing. And a lot of people talk about like, oh, I don't know when to share my idea. And I think that's one of the concerns, is if they share it when it's not even really a solid idea, that's when it gets awkward. Cause it's like you talk to someone, you didn't really have an idea. They helped you come up with an idea. Well, now
your vision is all skewed a bit.
Your vision is skewed, and rightfully on both parts, it's kind of like, hey, we came up with this idea together. Right? And it's true.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, that's different than, hey, I've got this really clear idea. I just want to get your feedback on this business model. So that's
timing.
That's timing.
That is timing.
It's deep. Deep. I like timing. That. It's going to be my new go-to.
But
that's
no.
That's timing.
But no.
All right. Thanks for listening. This week, hopefully you'll find it interesting. Kind of go into more detail on how the idea of Speed Quarters came about, what Speed Quarters is, and what we hope to accomplish in the future. So if you can, follow us, The Startup Addict on Instagram, startup_addict on Twitter. Nope, we still don't have a custom domain on YouTube because we're not getting subscribers. So if you can, please subscribe on YouTube. Julio is desperate to get this URL. We have been doing great in iTunes. Really appreciate everyone subscribing there and sharing with their friends. If you've just been listening without subscribing, please subscribe. Please give us a review. Anything.
Anything.
It will make our day. All right. Hope you enjoy the next episode.
All right. That wraps up 7.5. But no.